Wonder Van Audio Pages presents The Joyful Journey by Patsy Claremont, Barbara Johnson, Marilyn Meeberg, and Lucy Swindoll.
Hi, this is Patsy, and I'm going to be reading Soft Shoulder. I've been laughing myself, not silly, but sane on the joyful journey. My cohorts in chortling, Barbara, Marilyn, and Lucy, have reminded me to look for the joy along this journey called life. And don't we find joy in some of the most startling places? Embarrassing moments, mistakes, in the hands of an enemy, between the tidy bowl and the toothpaste in the grocery aisle, at the doctor's office, in the throes of debt, on a soft shoulder during painful times. Who'd have thunk it? Joy in spite of life. What potential that holds for this labyrinth we are in, this winding road that ultimately leads us home. But until we arrive on heaven's sod, do you think there's sod in heaven? How about celestial turf? Oh, well, we sure could use some highway signs to keep us on the right road. I'd like mine billboard size, preferably neon, large print edition. My husband Les, alias Hopalong Claremont, knows the danger that exists without the benefit of a well-placed sign. For several years, he worked at a youth facility as director of maintenance. On one camp project, Les and some others built a road across a swamp so as to more easily access picnic areas on the grounds, similar to the way a mom bulldozes a path from the kids' room to the dinner table. One day, Hopalong was driving a 60-passenger flat-nosed bus down the new road when suddenly the shoulder gave way and the bus lurched left. The driver's side of the vehicle tipped forward and then downward, and the bus began to sink. Les, feeling highly motivated to evacuate the premises, galloped to the back exit and leapt out. He obviously was more of a cowboy than a captain because he was not about to go down with the ship. On a nearby hillside, a group of youth waiting to ride a zip line spotted Les's crisis, formed a posse, and hightailed it to his rescue. When the wrecking service arrived sometime later, the men found 16 laughing teenage boys dangling from the bus windows, using their weight to counterbalance the water's pull on the tottering yellow beast. This team effort prevented the bus from drowning in the swamp and becoming a Jacques Cousteau artifact. Four tentative hours later, the baptized bus made it onto solid ground. Les definitely needed a soft shoulder road sign. Such warnings alert us to a fragile roadside, one that can support weight but when overtaxed begins to crumble. Do I ever identify? I too have crumbly edges when I try to support, say, the weight of the world or a busload of needy people. This tendency may be innately packaged inside most women. We long to connect with others and to nurture them, sometimes allowing too many to park on our soft shoulders. Yet I prize those qualities within us, our interest in relationships at deep levels and our ability to nudge, encourage, and promote well-being. In fact, I just love being a woman. I like to fuss with lace, ruffles, teacups, and roses. I am pleased with an attractive outfit, a soft hairstyle, a sweet fragrance, and a genteel manner. I take delight in shopping, gardening, decorating, and luncheon rendezvous. At the same time, I get a kick out of biking, baseball games, pinball machines, and rollerblading as playful diversions. Music also is a moving part of my womanly world, from Beethoven to Broadway to bebop. I can move quickly from a psalm to a sonata to Sinatra to Sam Cooke in a flick of my CD changer. I also can go from smiling to sniveling to sizzling in a flash. I am complex. At times I am a contradiction. Occasionally I am a cacophony of emotions. And more frequently I am content and...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?